A century or so ago, tall cedars, hemlock, and fir trees dominated the hilly landscape of northwest Seattle. Then came the loggers who carted off the biggest trees. Dairy farmers followed, attracted by the cleared land. Then, as the burgeoning city spread near the area, city officials declared the area a park. They named it Carkeek after one of the local landowners. They let the cleared land reseed itself, and a deciduous forest grew in its place. But this forest is now nearing the end of its lifespan, says park naturalist Brian Gay.
If we left it as is and let it evolve, we end up very shortly with all of the deciduous trees that surround us here falling because they all grew up at essentially the same time, and they will all die at essentially the same time. Then we'll have a big open space again.
Instead, Carkeek is undergoing one of the most ambitious urban forest renewals in the United States. As the forest dies out, the city has decided to take a new approach, reshaping the landscape and the park to be closer to how it was more than a century ago. One of the first steps was to bring back something that had been missing from the park stream since the early 1900s, salmon.
The last native salmon runs were, I don't know if you'd call it a run when there were like only two salmon in the creek, but 1929 was the last time that was seen. There is a connection, as far as we can guess at, that there was erosion that followed the loss of the trees that were logged off of these hillsides.
Years ago, the creeks that run through the park were straightened as a way to handle stormwater running down from nearby neighborhoods. Now the city has recreated the natural bends and twists in the creeks. By mimicking nature, the streams are inviting to salmon, says Brian Gay.
Salmon could find a home here to be able to spawn. They're finding the thumbnail-sized gravel that work for them. They find, in this particular spot, everything that they need, if they can get here, if the water is in the right shape, temperature, depth, clarity for them.
With the water cleaned up, the salmon are coming back. Each spring, salmon fry are released in Carkeek streams, and in early winter, mature salmon return. Despite a cold, persistent rain, dozens of people came out 2 years ago to celebrate the salmon returning to spawn.
Wow!
Did you see him?
Lex Verhoeve is a retired forester who volunteers at Carkeek Park.
I see the small kids, and they totally enjoy. They get so excited to see salmon. What they get imprinted is a sense of natural values, that a forest, that life is important. A tree to a kid is a very static thing, it's just a tree. But salmons are so alive. It's wonderful.
With the annual salmon run, park managers have replicated one aspect of Carkeek's ecological past. The next step is to recreate the forest. So they are planting cedar, hemlock, and fir trees. The forest will also help to create a natural food chain system between the salmon and the trees. Brian Gay.
It's a whole system. It interconnects. Roots of bushes immediately next to the stream are fed by the salmon, and the salmon are assisted by the bushes because of the shade and the temperature drop as well.
Brian is right. In a really natural situation, the salmon come up, and not the few which we get, but millions. They all die after spawning, and you have all the critters who collect those skeletons and bring them, carry them up into the forest. But we don't have those animals anymore. I mean, we'd love to have some bears here, but on the other side, that wouldn't work in an urban forest, in an urban setting.
And just as they can't reintroduce bears, there are other limitations park managers face.
We're actually experimenting right now, so we don't know how successful we can be.
Around the country, other park managers are watching closely to see what happens in Seattle. For Soundprint, I'm Gordon Black.